Glad to be with you this bright and sunny Tuesday morning. We praise the Lord for granting us traveling graces to bring us back home. We've been away for a little bit, and we just thank the Lord for allowing us to be able to come back to be with you on this our St. James Missionary Baptist Church podcast. And for those of you who are new to our podcast, our theme is how important is the Word of God to you when it comes to, and that is the place where we put in our topic for the day. I'm your host, Brother Henry Cotton Jr., and I'm also the pastor of St. James Missionary Baptist Church. And as we welcome you to our podcast, the topic for our podcast today is simply this: how important is the Word of God to you when it comes to believing the Word of God, the Holy Bible? Now, we speak on this topic from time to time. We mention it, and we have gone into some detail on this in the very beginning, when we started our podcast. But I really feel like it bears some more clarity, to use that word, at this time. Now, one question I like to raise and present to you is, why does it seem, now I want you to hear this, why does it seem like so many people have a problem believing the Holy Bible, also known as the Word of God? Now, right away, a lot of people say, well, it's a matter of faith. It's a matter of what version they're reading. Some people said, we've heard, used to say, and I remember saying it myself when I was young, I can't get past all the these, the thous, and wouldest, and couldest, and all of the language. In other words, we're talking about the language. And then we have kind of gotten past that because there's so many translations and transliterations of the Bible to try to circumvent that problem. Then some people have started coming up with another problem. Well, you don't know which one is the truth. Bible should be reading, and the list goes on and on and on. When you find one solution, then there's another problem. And when you come with another problem, and what happens is you wind up with so many people who saying, I have a just have a problem with the Bible. Then they start dealing with not just the translations and transliterations, but how do I know which one is true? And you see where it snowballs. It just continues to go on and on and on. So many of us, especially those who are believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, for some reason are not letting folks understand some of what we may call, some people may call, I'll say, the basic teachings of the Bible. And one of those basic teachings is to understand what force guides the hearts and minds of men. There's only two: godly and satanic. There's only two. Man likes to believe that he has total control over his thoughts, that he's the one who dictates how and why he thinks the way that he does. But he doesn't. Now, some of you say, I don't believe that. And you will begin to quote not just scriptures, but different teachings and philosophies. And I understand all of that. But we're talking about the Word of God this morning. We're talking about the Holy Bible. Now, some of you say, "Well, this is the Bible that I follow. This is the Bible that I believe." And I hear you. And I hear you. Once a person has decided to, let's just say, you've decided to read a particular translation of the Bible. Let's just go with that for a moment. Then we get to the point now, okay, are you understanding what you're reading? That begins to be an issue. We've talked about that. We've even mentioned the Ethiopian eunuch that Phillips spoke to. And he was reading the Bible. And when asked by Philip, did he understand what he's reading? He said, "How can I? I have no one to help me, no one to illuminate me in what these words mean." Now he was reading it, and he did not fully understand what he was reading, but he felt moved to read it. Don't dismiss the fact that he was indeed reading it. And you say, "Well, he was blessed to be able to read it in his original text." Well, fine. That's fine. But he still did not fully understand it. And of course, we can go on and share with you how Philip rode with him and enlightened him and opened up the scripture to him. We could raise the question, okay, for some of you who said, "I want to read the Bible, but I don't have a problem understanding it." What are you doing to seek understanding of it? Have you gone to someone, a teacher that could help you open up the scriptures? Have you sought God in helping you understand what his words are saying? Now, some of you say, "Well, how do I do all of that?" Well, I like to get right to the point. And that's why, I always share with you to be able to come to me. And if I need to go deeper into it, I will. But the bottom line is you're not going to fully understand the word from outside the household of faith. You say, "Oh, it requires faith," of course. And don't be surprised when I say yes, it does. You utilize faith every day, whether you realize it or not. You utilize faith when you go to your vehicle and expect for it to turn on so that you can get to work. You utilize faith in believing that you're going to get there. You utilize faith when you just go to plop down in your chair without questioning whether it's going to hold you or not. And the list can go on and on and on how we utilize faith. So let's not quibble over the faith issue at this point. What we're looking at is believing. Believing what the Word of God, the Holy Bible, is saying. Now we know that there are many people, as we say this often, many people that say, "Yes, I believe in God." And my phrase is that, yes, there are many people that say they believe in God, but at the same token, they don't believe God. And you say, "How can you make that statement?" Let's look around. Even many who profess to be Christians are not yielding the fruit that a Christian should be yielding. How can I make that statement? Oh, if you're asking that question, you must not know what the fruit of the Spirit is. And you say, "Well, I've read that," but maybe you're right back to nothing. Misunderstanding it. Beloved, let me share this with you. And again, an illustration that I've used in the past. You can come to me as clearly and speak as clearly as you can. As clearly as you can. And I'll pick a language in German as much as you want. But I don't speak German. And even though you may be speaking it so eloquently, so clearly, you can do that as much as you want. I am not going to understand it because I do not understand the language. And what I'm saying to you, I can quote scripture after scripture, verse after verse. And You may not understand what I'm saying because you don't understand the language. And the reason why you don't understand it is because you don't believe. It's like almost like, as this phrase goes, a vicious circle. Some is basic. Yes, there are some words I would pick up in German because I do know some words. But like I said, I do not understand the language. If you expect for me to be able, if you expect for me to be able to say a bunch of words and phrases in that language, I would be at a loss. And just like German is a language, this Holy Bible, even though you may be reading it in English, when it comes to understanding its meaning, that understanding comes from God. And the Holy Spirit is the one who teaches us, who believes in God. And if you do not have that indwelling of the Holy Spirit, and I'm giving it to you plain, you are not going to be able to understand the what some phrase people use as the deep things of the scripture. Well, you will be able to pick up some things because some things will make sense to you. Because you've heard them so much. You've heard love one another. You've heard that. And you understand that. You understand thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not kill. Those phrases you will understand. But when it comes to going in depth with some of the teachings in the Bible, you're not going to pick them up until you have the Holy Spirit enlighten you, and you're not going to have that until, to quote what Jesus himself says, you must be born again. And that is the gist of what those of us who are believers in the Lord Jesus Christ are about, leading you to him. We make no apologies for that. We're not ambiguous about what we do. This is what we're about, what the Word of God teaches. We say that often, and maybe we did not make it clear today, but I'm making it very clear now. This is what we are about here. It's not about what I think, you think, or anyone else thinks. It's what it is about what the Holy Bible, the Word of God, teaches. That is what it's about. Okay, having said that, I believe that one of the reasons for this problem for those who are having the problem of showing, yielding the fruit of the Spirit and being able to understand the Word of God. I believe that one of the reasons for this problem is because a lot of people have difficulty associating, now watch this, Jesus Christ, the Word, with Jesus Christ. Word, the Holy Bible. Now, I'm not playing a game with you, no. You say, I don't understand that. We need to understand that Jesus Christ is the Word. And we also need to understand that what we read, the written Word of God, and you cannot separate the two. Now, somebody saying, I'm still a little bit confused. Let me do this. Let me share some scripture with you. Okay. Again, what we, many of us, consider to be some of the basic teachings of the Bible. And I believe that you will not have a big problem understanding these particular verses. If you do, you know, I enjoy, I encourage you rather to get someone to help you with the scripture. Maybe those of you who are believers will, I hope that you are associated with a Bible believing fellowship that is teaching the Word of God. But you can always reach me, and it may not be me, but maybe depending on where you live at or how you want to go about this, I can, you know, show you to someone maybe near you that will be more than willing to help you join, align yourself with their Bible classes and be able to help you in your understanding of the Word of God. And John, I hope you have your Bible with you. If you do not insulting anyone's intelligence, I'll read these verses for you. You may be driving or something, and I want you to get this. In the Gospel of John, the first chapter, and the first four verses, and I'll be reading this in the New International Version. I want you to hear what it says here. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him, all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. I don't think it takes the brain of a rocket scientist to understand that we're talking about Jesus here. And some of you say, wait a minute. You're trying to tell me that Jesus was there in the beginning. And not only was he just there with God, he also was God. Yes. You say, I don't understand. You're right back to point A, as I was sharing with you before, but I'm not going to leave you right there alone. Let's look a little bit further into the word. And I'm not dismissing you. We're going to address this and prayerfully make it a little bit clearer for you. In the Gospel of John, again, in that same chapter, the first chapter, let us read what it says in the 14th verse. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among you, among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father. Oh, now who's the only begotten Son of God the Father? Now let's just finish out the rest of this verse. Okay. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. That's what you find in John, the first chapter, the 14th verse. I think that makes it a little bit clear as to who we're talking about. The word was. What word that was in the beginning? That was with God and was God and became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory. Oh, you say, oh yeah, that's the only one that could possibly be, who was the only begotten of the Father, is Jesus. You said, oh wow, this is getting a little bit clear. Well, let's go back to I think the only Old Testament verse I'm going to use today, and that would be in Isaiah, the 65th chapter, and the 17th verse. And let's see what if this lends anything to making this clear for us. See, I will create new heavens and a new earth. The former things will not be remembered, nor will they come to mind. You say, well, wait a minute, that seems to be sticking out. What that have to do? What that have to do what we're talking about? We're talking about believing the Word of God, the Holy Bible. Well, let's see if it becomes clear. I know that it will, but I have to throw that in there because I hear also along with people having a problem with the Bible, with the Word of God. And I, along with that, I see a lot of people feeling good when they're hearing about new heaven, new earth, that Jesus is coming back. And when he comes back, this is going to happen. He's going to have a new heaven and a new earth. This whole world is going to be gone. And everybody's rejoicing, waiting for that, not realizing there are some prerequisites to you becoming a part of that. He said, "Huh? This is what the word of God teaches. Now you're understanding, getting what I mean when I say there are deep things in the scripture. It's not fine print. Not fine print. It's not hidden. But we need a deeper understanding. But let me go a little bit further. This is going to become apparent to you why I had to throw this in there. In Matthew, the 24th chapter, in the 35th verse, again, I'm reading from the New International Version. In that 65th, 17th chapter of Isaiah, also that was in the New International Version. The John 1:14 about the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. That was the King James Version. Back to the New International Version in the Gospel of John, the 5th chapter this time, and the 39th and 40th verses. I want you to get this. No, I'm sorry, I was reading Matthew 24, 35, excuse me, getting ahead of myself. Heaven and earth will pass away, but what? But my words will never pass away. So I want you to understand something about the new heaven and the new earth that is being taught and being talked about. That is true. That is true. But I want you to also understand what was written before that takes place. And like he says, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. I want you to remember everything that we're talking about in the scriptures right now. I want you to understand, because one thing happens or another thing happens, that doesn't erase what has already been spoken of, prophesied of, taught. These all go together. They intertwine, if I could use that word. So yes, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. Yes, he will create new heaven and new earth. Okay. The former things will not be remembered when that happens, nor will they come to mind, nor will they be thought of. He said, "Wait a minute. So you just told me to remember." No, I didn't tell you to remember all these things. These things will come to be. Again, we're talking about some of the deeper things of the scripture, not trying to confuse anyone, but to enlighten you. I could spend the rest of our time allotted here just explaining this. That's why, again, I encourage you to contact me or whoever you go to in your Bible fellowship. That's why I give you the scriptures, so that you can take them, write them down, and go and share with them. And prayerfully, y'all will get some more illumination. Or again, contact me. I'll be more than glad to go deeper with you on this. The Gospel of John, the 5th chapter, again, the 39th and 40th verses of NIV reads like this: "You study the scriptures diligently because you think that in them," not just in the scriptures alone, "you have eternal life. These are the very scriptures that testify about me." This is what Jesus is saying. "Yet you refuse to come to me to have life." So what is Jesus saying? That people are putting so much stock in just what the written word says, just what they understand the written words to say. Now remember, I'm talking about a lot of people who are not relying even on the wisdom and understanding that comes from the Lord, that are not even relying on the Spirit, Holy Spirit, to teach them, to illuminate them into what we call the deeper things of the scriptures are saying. They're going and leaning completely on their own understanding. And if that was enough to get us from earth to glory, then I would not be, it would be no need for me or any of us who have been commissioned and commanded to go out and teach all nations. That would not be necessary. And if that was the case, it would be no need for this topic today. That's why so many people are having a problem believing the Word of God. Because the Word of God gives us many instructions, teachings, that if we were following them, the world would not be doing so many of the things that they are doing that God is frowning upon. How do I know that? Why would I say that again? It's written right in the Word of God. It's written right in there. I'm not giving you what I think. I'm just sharing with you what the Word of God teaches. That's all I'm sharing with you. In 1 John, the 5th chapter and the 7th verse, I know I'm giving you a lot of things quickly, and I'm going to come back and kind of summarize these things for you. Okay. For there are three that bear record in heaven. Now watch this. The Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. Some of you say, wait a minute, what about Jesus? Let me repeat this. There are three that bear record in heaven: the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. Oh, you're trying to tell me the Word, the Holy Ghost. I'm trying to understand. I understand God the Father, and I understand the Holy Spirit and the Word, but I also understand Jesus. There are four things. Let me go back and read this one more time that we read earlier. John, the 1st chapter and the 1st verse. For in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And watch this. He, not it, he was with God in the beginning. We're talking about Jesus. Through him, all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. Talking about Jesus. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. No one else but Jesus. But in the same chapter, let me reread this for you. I told you we will come back and try to summarize and clarify these things for you. And the Word was made flesh, the same Word, and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of, watch this, the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. He said, oh, that's surely Jesus in the beginning. Okay. Bearing record in heaven, the Word. Wow. Well, now it's making sense. Jesus has always been here. He's just, God the Father just sent him here to do what he did. Now it's becoming clear. Okay. And watch this. In that same 1 John, we read the 5th chapter and the 7th verse. But look what it says in the 8th verse. And there are three that bear witness in earth: the Spirit and the water and the blood. And these three agree in one. Now, why is that important? He said, wait a minute, the common denominator in these two verses is the Spirit. And we will be seeing in the water and the blood. We talk about, are you talking about baptism? And when you talk about in the blood, are you talking about the blood of Jesus being shed? You know, I want you to see and understand why it is so important to have the wisdom and understanding that comes from God. Oh, yes, there are different resources out here that there are people who have gone and studied and have written books to help, make it easier for us to understand. And I'm not knocking them at all. Do not get me wrong. The one thing I'll caution everyone who is looking for illumination is to be careful. Be careful. Because there are some false teachers out here. And again, so you cannot forget assembling yourselves and associating yourself with, I'll use the word, true believers that can help you if you want to go that route of using different resources, different books, tapes, different podcast teachers that are out here, make sure if you're not sure who is right or wrong, that you talk with a true believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, someone who is truly teaching, and see if they will be able to help you and direct you in this path for you as far as going with other resources. I'm not, because I would say I'm not knocking them, especially for those who are just learning to stand in the word. I just want to make sure that you're standing securely, that you're not getting one of these good, as I can use that term, false teachers. And what I mean by that are those who are here who are so seasoned and speak so well, so eloquently, as we said earlier, that they are fooling so many people in their double talk. They're able to speak so clearly out of both sides of their mouth. They're fooling so many folks. And you need to be clear of those and steer clear of those. And you may need some help, just like, again, just like the Ethiopian eunuch needed help in understanding the word. And I just want to make sure that you're aligning yourself with a true believer, someone who was truly out here, diligently out here doing that which the Lord has commissioned and commanded his followers to do. That's all I'm saying. I just want to make sure that you're doing that. Because with all of the thousands of books that are out here, there's a whole bunch. There's a whole bunch out here that are teaching falsely. They're mixing just enough truth in their false teachings to fool so many folks that are just depending on someone else's teaching instead of the Holy Spirit. So just be careful, beloved. That's what I'm sharing with you right now. There's so many people. There's so many people. Yes, they're believing the Word of God, the Holy Bible. And it is important for them to believe the Word of God. They really feel that it's very important. They want to be obedient to what the Word of God is teaching. But I just want you to be careful about going the right way and doing this. There are too many believers that are casual in their Christian walk. Oh, yeah, you want to get up and Sunday morning, you want to go hear the word somewhere. And I hope you that where you're going, they are really teaching the word of God. And you want to go about doing your whatever it is your vocation is, if you're working, and you want to treat people right or good, as a lot of folks say, you want to do that, and that's the way you want to live your life. You don't bother anybody. You don't want to be bothered by anyone. You say that I'm dependent on God to keep me, my family, my house, and all of that is good. But don't forget that the Lord says, I'm sending you out as lambs among wolves. There's a job for us to do. Yes, we don't have to pay, and we didn't have to pay the cost for being saved. Jesus did. He paid it. And there's not fine print, but in the print, he says, wait a minute, I didn't just save you for you to be on your seats of do nothing. I didn't save you just for you to sit in the pew. I've got work for you to do. I'm commissioning you. I'm commanding you to go out and replicate yourself, to go out and bring others in. You're saying, I'm not. I don't know how to. No, you don't know. That's where your mind is breaking. I'm not sure. I don't know. And how am I going to? You're not even finishing all of your thoughts. Because You have to be to the point where you are all in for the Lord. And when you are all in for the Lord, this is where the illumination, the understanding, the knowledge and wisdom of His word comes into being. When He tells us the just shall live by faith, and your faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. When you hear the word of God, you'll hear such things as, yes, studying to show yourself approved unto God. You'll hear such things as Him telling you that, yes, you are to do unto others as as you would have them do unto you. And you will read in there is that what you would have to be done unto you, that you can walk circumspectly, righteously in the word. And you'll hear so many of these other things, and you'll be able to understand how they all, again, intertwine, how they all work together. You'll realize that. You won't be bogged down in a whole lot of terminology, but you'll be bogged down in Bibleology, what the Bible teaches. I'm not saying that there's so big a difference between the two, but what I am saying is that you don't just start learning English. I would not just start teaching. Well, I don't want to be wrong, because some people are teaching their little children more than one language at a young age, and they're doing it successfully. So I don't want to simply use that analogy. But what I will say is, when it comes to the Word of God, because it requires us to believe it and believe Jesus, believe what He is saying, it's a little bit deeper than what we are usually going, you usually do, and how we usually go about certain things. I'm saying this to you, beloved, and I'm going to be done, because it's not, I'm not trying to mince words and leave anyone confused. I'm going to say this. Jesus put it this way in His word. The Lord said, without faith, it is impossible to please Him. You've got to believe that He is who He is, who He says He is. You've got to believe. Once you believe, now watch this. Once you believe the Lord, that means you're believing what He teaches. You're believing what He has written here in His word. Once you do that, you'll find that it becomes so much easier, so much simpler to follow Him. Because when you read it, you'll find out that, yes, I'm going to guide you. I'm going to lead you. I'm going to be there with you. This is what Jesus is saying. Not me, not Cotton. But you find that the Lord is right there with you through it all. You'll find in His word where He tells you, yes, I'm going to begin this good work in you, and I'm going to be with you through it. It doesn't get any better than that. You're going to find that out. So, yes, it's so important for us to believe the word of God. Believe that it is the word of God. Believe that it is what the Lord is teaching. You'll find so many jewels, precious stones in the word of God. You'll find where He says, in reference to His Son, God the Father, in reference to Jesus Christ, this is my Son. God is saying, in whom I am well pleased. You'll hear Him say, hear ye Him. Listen to Him. Follow what He's teaching. Again, you've been going through all of these scriptures, looking for the Messiah. Here He is. So how important is the Word of God to you when it comes to believing the word of God? Not just superficially, not just on the surface, but to be able to get down into the word understand what he's saying, not leaning on your own understanding, but trusting, trusting the Holy Spirit to lead, guide, and direct you, because that's what he does. Not what it does. That's what he does. Again, how important is the Word of God to you when it comes to believing the Word of God, the Holy Bible? God bless you. Heaven smile upon you. Thank you for participating in another one of our podcasts. Look us up. Call me, write me. Let me know what you think. Just be decent. That's all I ask. I don't need a lot of profanity, a lot of problems. I'm not coming to you that way. You don't have to agree with me. I'm sharing with you that which I feel the Lord has told me to share. You may not agree with that, but and that is your right. You may think that what I've said is wrong, and you want to illuminate me. I'm not saying I can't be wrong. I can be. That's why I give you the scriptures to check for yourself. The word of God is not going to be wrong. You check it and make sure that it lines up. God bless you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time you've given us. We hope and pray, Lord, that you have directed the thoughts, the words that they've gone through the airwaves. Yes, we do recognize that Satan is indeed the prince of the power of the air. But we pray, Heavenly Father, that you have guided these words that have gone forth, and that it has fallen on ears that were able to rightly receive it. We thank you and pray, Heavenly Father, that even as we continue through this day, that we can do so, living, walking in your spirit, governing ourselves in such a manner that even those in the world that look upon us will be able to see you through us, that you might get the glory out of our life living. This we do pray in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.